Another great coach, another great tight end that you guys are facing. Yeah. Anything schematically you might try differently against Zach Ertz?
Really, it's the same thing I said before. It's really, you try to do a combination of zone, man, and pressure. So you try to affect them in terms of them running through zones, have some coverages where you can bang them and double team them, and then you just try to go get the quarterback. And with that combination, you hope you can have success. Against KC, it didn't work that good. You know, we had two busted coverages and then really poor technique on the touchdown. So we just got to improve in those areas, but that'll be the plan.
When things are going against the team in other phases, is there anything you have to do to kind of keep everyone's chins up on defense? Or with the leaders and pros on that side, you don't really have to keep the energy and enthusiasm up game in,
game out? No, we have a competitive group of guys. And I know, you know, they've made some comments. But they're like that every day. I mean, ever since I've been here for 3 years, it hasn't changed. And it's offense, defense, defense, offense. But the only thing we can be concerned about is what we can do defensively. That's it. And the only thing I tell them is that as long as we have a blade of grass, we can go play defense. We can't control the circumstances in terms of how we get on the field, but once we get out there, we can prevent those guys from scoring. That's our job.
How happy were you to see takeaways for the defense, especially the strip sack by Shaq there?
Yeah, it was good. You know, we definitely want to get turnovers just to change the feel for the offense, to give them a short field, to change the momentum of the game, because it's demoralizing to a defense, you know, when that happens. So it was good to get those two turnovers. It was effort. They tried us on a trick play. Stu did a good job staying back, but it felt good to finally get a couple.
Shane played quite a bit in his first game back. Was that intended, or was it just a matter of circumstances?
We were going to play him until he said he couldn't play. That was basically the plan. So, and he, you know, he was chomping at the bit to get out there. I thought he came back this offseason, just a different mentality, man. He cut the braids off, or whatever you call it, you know, the dreads. And not that it means anything, but it was kind of like you can see that he matured. You know, you can see the maturity. So it was good to get him back out there. He'll keep getting better each and every week.
Does Carson Wentz jump off tape, or is it more of a cumulative effect that you watch this guy for a while and say, wow?
Yeah,
you got a lot of things going on.
You do. He's a big guy. He can make all the throws. He has great touch on his deep ball. Guys just bounce off of him in the pocket. I know guys compare him to Ben Roethlisberger, and I see why. But he is a good young quarterback that's only going to get better, and he's doing a hell of a job right now.
Does this defense, though, get up a little more up for guys like him? Because I think, like, Aaron Rodgers, Cam Newton, there's mm-hmm. been a lot of quarterbacks that came in on a roll. Mm-hmm. Seem to bring out the best in his defense the last few years.
Yeah, I would like to say that we get up for anybody we play. You know, that's kind of the mindset week in and week out. It's just the next team that's up that we're playing against. But these guys definitely, you know it's a challenge for us just in terms of what's happened to us the last couple of weeks. We want to go out and play really well defensively against a run and pass and create turnovers and get out of there with a win.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Joe.